It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys Daily Fantasy Show. Here's Robbie Moore.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Guys Daily Fantasy Show. As always, I'm your host, Robbie Moore. And everyone, we have our first victory of the season. I was able to win some money. I played it in just a $5 double-up on DraftKings last week and managed to make my way into the top half, meaning I doubled my money. Ended up not really doing anything because I played two of them and lost the other one. So I netted zero, but could have been worse. I could have netted minus 10. So that's good. Let's try and keep a streak going this week. I got some good plays for you here. The theme of this week is fill-ins for injured players. We're going to have a lot of that, and I think there's a lot of potential for it, especially since the prices on the players are pretty low. So let's dive right into your quarterbacks. First guy I want to talk about, I've mentioned before, I think this is going to be a good bounce back for him, and that's Carson Wentz. First 2 weeks of the season, incredible. I think was quarterback 3 or 4 first 2 weeks. He then ran into that Philadelphia Eagles buzzsaw. I think a lot of quarterbacks are going to have that this year. Not playing well against that Eagles defense. Very strong secondary, very, very, very good pass rush. Not a great combination for a quarterback, especially one on a questionable team like the Commanders. This week, though, playing against Dallas, who does not have nearly the same caliber defense, I think he will likely return to form. He might not be getting 30, 40 points, but I think he's still going to be performing in the top half of quarterbacks in terms of fantasy. I think last week's performance is kind of stuck on his record at this point, and he's maybe a little cheaper than he should be. So I like him this week. He's probably going to be the guy I end up going with because I think that offense has a lot of potential in the division game. The second guy I want to talk about is on that Philadelphia Eagles team, and that is the future MVP, Jalen Hurts. Currently the third most expensive quarterback on your Sunday slate behind Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, which I think is fair. Still, though, definitely worth the price you're going to have to pay to get him. Through 3 weeks, there really haven't been any significant injuries on the offense. Obviously, knocking on wood there as an Eagles fan. But yeah, he's playing with his full slate of guys. The defense is still playing strong. The offense is really firing on all cylinders. This week, they're playing against the Jags. Jags have, I think, surprised people with how well they've been playing. The defense is much better than expected. Doug Peterson has been able to get that offense rolling and has reminded Trevor Lawrence that he is, in fact, good at football. And obviously, that running attack with James Robinson and Travis Etienne is pretty good. I can see this game being more competitive than I had assumed it was going to be before the season started. That may end up meaning that the Eagles are in full-on aggressive offense mode the whole game, which would be great for Jalen Hurts. The past two games have basically just been a walk in the park, so there really hasn't been too much offense in the second half. But just, you know, the first 24 points that the Eagles score have been all helmed by Jalen Hurts at some point. So, you know, he's able to get a lot of fantasy points. I don't see that happening this time. I think he's going to be able to really play football the whole time. And, of course, Eagles walk out with a win. Probably don't have to say that, of course. But, yeah, I think if you're going to go price on quarterback, you go for Jalen Hurts here. If you're looking at maybe Josh Allen or Lamar, I think there's some question marks about those guys. Bills were held to not that many points last week. Might have been a fluke because of the heat and the division aspect of it, but you never know. And then, you know, Ravens playing against the Buffalo defense. Buffalo defense is very good. Not really sure if it's going to be the same caliber there. So there's some question marks. I think Jalen Hurts is probably more likely to do well than those other two guys this week. A quarterback that I would probably stay away from, and it's a guy I've been recommending a couple times this year already, and that's Jared Goff. Lions have been playing really well on offense, but they're down a lot of their key players this week. DeAndre Swift is out, and Amon-Ra St. Brown is out, and that is massive for the Lions offense here. I'm going to talk about their backups later on, but as far as the quarterback goes, I think it's a little bit too risky for me. typically when your number one receiver and running back are out, quarterback does not do well that week. And that's for even a good quarterback. Goff, I think, is a playable quarterback. So I don't really think this is the right week to play him if maybe you're trying to ride the Lions are good hype train. I would stay away from him this week. So quarterbacks I'm pretty sticking to are Wentz and Hurts this week. There may be another one that slides into my fancy as we get closer to Sunday, but those are the guys I'm really rocking with. Moving on to running backs. Here's where we start the injured player train. First guy I'm going to talk about is Khalil Herbert. The second-year guy stepping in for David Montgomery last week had a huge day on the ground. Still, Bears offense is mostly run game. They're very, very good at it, but it's really a run-dimensional team. Funny pun, a one-dimensional team. Still haven't really gotten much going through the air, but when you can run for, 200 yards every game, you don't really have to throw too much. There were some rumors, honestly, earlier in the season that Khalil Herbert may end up the number one guy before the end of the year just because he's better suited for this run offense. Well, here's his chance to show it. Bears are playing the Giants this week. And Giants defense on a run defense isn't spectacular. It's not anything special. So I think as good as the Bears run attack has been, Herbert should have a very, very nice day. He's still pretty cheap in DraftKings, at least, compared to I think even Montgomery is still more expensive than him. But yeah, I still think he's cheap for what he could end up bringing to the table. So he's definitely a guy that I'm going to target to have on my team this week. Similar to Herbert is Jamal Williams stepping in for the injured DeAndre Swift. I know I mentioned Goff maybe not be a play. I think Jamal Williams definitely is a play. He's another guy that, even when DeAndre Swift is in, has had a couple big days. Now, a lot of it is, hawking touches at the goal line, taking the goal line carries for the touchdown, but now he's going to get that and touches in the middle of the field along the 50. With a lot of those injured players down, I like to say that he's probably going to get even more touches than he otherwise would. He's going to be catching passes out of the backfield, maybe getting carries in situations where normally they'd be able to target Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he's just going to have a good day. Seattle's defense is not very good. I think they're going to be able to take advantage of that, and Jamal should have a pretty good day. These two, Herbert and Williams, are two guys that I'm almost certainly going to have on my team this week, just because they have really good matchups and they're great players in those good situations. Some other guys I wanted to bring up, in case you don't believe me for those first two, is James Robinson. This is his second season now of a really big splash that he's made. Rookie season, obviously, no one was expecting the undrafted guy to end up a top 10 running back. And then again this year, everyone's thinking Etienne is going to be the guy, or maybe it's going to be a committee. But it is very clear that James Robinson is the guy in Jacksonville. Eagles do have a good defense, but it's honestly more of a pass defense than a run defense. They've not been too great at stopping the run early in games. If you go back and look at the Lions game, they were able to run on them early, and that's why that game ended up so close at the end. Whereas against the Vikings and Commanders, they weren't really running too effectively early, and the Eagles got ahead, and they just had to throw to catch up, and they couldn't really do it. With Doug Peterson at the helm, he's very familiar with how the Eagles work. I think they're going to have a pretty good run game going. Even if they do get down early on, I still think they're going to get the ball into Robinson's hands. He's, I think, clearly the best player on that offense. He's going to have a big day, I think. It pains me to say it against my Eagles, but I think it's going to be hard to stop him. So, and I like him at the price he is. He's not super expensive, probably because they're playing the Eagles, but I still think he's going to end up being one of the better performing running backs on Sunday. Some other guys that are a little bit pricier. You got Nick Chubb and Saquon Barkley. I probably would not play Barkley. I would probably play Chubb over Barkley. We're getting the remnants of a hurricane coming up the East Coast, so it's going to be raining in all of those East Coast games, especially the Northeast, in Philly, in New York. So, and honestly, the Meadowlands field already has a propensity for tearing ACLs. So in the rain on that field, I don't really know if I trust anything going on there. I know Saquon is a great running back, and you know, if you did pick him, I'm not going to fault you for it, but I think Nick Chubb's situation is better. I think Atlanta is not superb at stopping really anything, and the Browns are pretty meticulous with the way that they've been able to score. So I see Nick Chubb getting a lot of late game carries just to help run the clock out. And even when that happens, he can still bust a, you know, 98 yard run for a touchdown. It's been known to happen. So I think there's some question marks if you pick Barkley, but I don't really think there's any question marks if you pick Chubb, and they're just about the same price. So I would rather lean Chubb in that situation. So that's where I'm going. Finally here, a guy that is pretty risky. That's Rashad Penny. He has really just left three duds on the table these first couple weeks. He had a fantastic end of season last year and really has not been able to put it together so far. This is probably his last chance to prove that he has any usefulness in fantasy. The Lions don't have a fantastic run defense, but it's all right. Penny is allegedly this, you know, incredible star running back, but really haven't just seen it. He is incredibly cheap because he's been underperforming so much. So if you're willing to roll the dice that this is the week that he busts out and, you know, has 100 yards and two touchdowns, you'd probably get some good value. Honestly, at his price, it would be hard not to outperform his cost, but he got a point and a half last week. That's not great. If you post that again, I think we can probably just abandon him as a potential play and just not really consider him. But I think if you're going to do it, this might be the last week to do it. So, you know, if you end up spending high on your quarterback and receiver and need a cheap guy to fill out the roster, I think Penny is risky, but he may end up performing. So that's maybe where I would look. All right, moving on to receivers now. Continuing the theme of backing up injured players or just, you know, second string guys. First guy I want to talk about is Curtis Samuel. We've already kind of talked about the commander situation against the Eagles, and I think that kind of radiated from quarterback to basically every other skill position on the team. Samuel didn't have a terrible day. He still had, you know, more than 10 points in a PPR, but you know, his previous 2 weeks before that, he was more than 20 points. So I think he'll be able to return to form this week. I'm expecting Trayvon Diggs to be mostly focused on Terry McLaurin if they're going to go man on in that game, and that will probably leave Curtis Samuel to be able to dominate other places. If you want to kind of sneakily put in Jahan Dotson there too, that may also work, but I think Samuel being the more veteran guy is probably a more consistent play here. Wentz has loved to throw to him so far this year. He's outperformed Terry McLaurin in I think every game so far. So really I think he's the guy to look for here. I'm probably going to end up with him on my team, whether it be in the actual receiver slot or in a flex. I really liked his play so far this year. Second guy going back to that Lions game is DJ Chark. He's kind of been quiet early in this season. Pretty good day week one, but then not really done much since then. With Amon-Ra St. Brown out, I think he's got an opportunity to show that he's still a big-time player. When he was on the Jaguars, he was that big-time player. He was very clearly the number one guy there and was a very playable guy in fantasy. I think the matchup for him is still fairly favorable. The Seattle Seahawks don't really have, you know, a lockdown corner. They don't really have anyone that's really going to shut him out. So as long as the play scheme is still pretty good, I think he should be able to have a pretty nice day. On the cheaper side, because he's been quiet and he's a Lion, so probably will end up outperforming his cost there. Next guy is Mac Hollins. I would never have thought in a million years that I'd be recommending him in fantasy or in daily fantasy. But through three games, Mac Hollins is the number one receiver in Las Vegas based on stats. Very shocking. Davante Adams has, I guess, just been locked down by the corners or double-teamed, and Mac Hollins has been able to shine through. With Renfrow out, he's really stepped into a pretty big role. I don't know if that will maintain once Renfro is back and healthy, but who knows? I don't know. So far, though, it looks like Hollins is a pretty good play. The Broncos have a good defense. I'm going to assume, though, that the absolute stud that is Pat Surtain is likely going to be tied to Davante Adams all game. Patrick Surtain is an incredible cornerback, and while Davante is very good, he still may have some trouble against Surtain. I think this is probably going to open up some good opportunities for Matt Collins this week. Maybe he won't get back to 30 points that he did last week, but hey, it's possible. Raiders have not been playing fantastic football so far, but you don't have to score touchdowns in a PPR. You can just catch a bunch of passes and get a bunch of yards. And that's fine with me as long as they score points. So I actually do kind of like Matt Collins here. I don't know if he'll actually make my final roster, but we'll see. Next guy I'm going to talk about is a young upstart Romeo Doubs. Had his first big game last week with Rodgers, and this may be the kindling, the very very fresh start of a new relationship with Rodgers and a good receiver. He kind of showed out. I really liked the way that he was playing, and Rodgers seemed to only have good things to say about him afterwards. This may end up being the beginning of a trend of dominance, and we may end up seeing another number one guy here for Aaron Rodgers to throw to, which is great for the Packers. He is still very cheap, so if he is going to bust out and be that number one guy, this might be a week you want to get him because he may not stay this cheap later in the season. So if you are wanting to take a risk on a guy, this might be the right way to get him because they're against the New England Patriots, and they have a pretty tough defense. You know, Rodgers is a good quarterback. Likely he'll be able to slice and dice, get the ball down the field, but he's going to have to throw it to somebody. And that might be Doubs. So I say get him while he's hot. Now, if you're looking to price up on your receivers here, there's two guys that I think are definitely the ones you want to go for. First of which is A.J. Brown, a.k.a. Swole Batman. A.J. Brown is one of the two number one receivers that the Eagles have. And him and Devontae Smith have been absolutely eviscerating opposing secondaries. Like I was saying earlier for Jalen Hurts, I think the game with the Jaguars is going to be competitive, even through all four quarters, which means that he's likely going to be targeted through all four quarters. Now, sometimes when you have a team like this that have two number one receivers, the Buccaneers with Godwin and Mike Evans, the Vikings with Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson, Chargers, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, teams like that. Sometimes, one receiver does really well, the other one doesn't really do really well. But it seems like with this Eagles team, pretty much every week, both of these receivers are going to do okay, at the very least. I think A.J. Brown is still officially the number one, probably the number one read on a lot of these plays. So it's really hard to say no to that. I heard a rumor. I did not confirm this before I started recording because I'm a bad host, but I think he had his second child today or yesterday. So he's definitely got a little extra play for, maybe a little extra swole as he's playing in this game, fight for a couple more yards. Reason enough for me to pick him. So that's the first price up guy. Second price up guy, similar to what I said last week, is Stephon Diggs. Didn't have a similarly amazing performance last week as he had the first two, but I think that was just an anomaly. That was a road division game in some unbelievable heat. Like, feels like 100 degrees, 90% humidity. Dudes were falling over when that final whistle blew, cramping constantly, having to struggle to get off the field between plays. That is not something that is normal and likely will not happen for the rest of the year, that they get a road division game in that sort of heat. And even still, he didn't have a terrible day. It was only average. It was only like 15 points. Oh no. I don't think that's going to be repeated very often this season. I think Diggs and Allen are probably the clear best quarterback receiver connection in football. And the Ravens secondary has a good amount of tape of them not playing particularly well. They got destroyed by the Jets in week two, letting them come back from like a 20-point deficit. If you go back and watch the end of that game, it was just bad defense. On paper, the Ravens have a good defense, but they let the Jets slice and dice them. I can't imagine what Josh Allen's going to do to them. I think even if the Bills were playing the Bills, I would still probably recommend Stephon Diggs, just because he's so good, and the Bills scheme him to get open and even take shots when he's not open. They want to get the ball in his hands, and it shows through, you know, his play and his fantasy points. So those are the guys I'd price up for. I would probably lean Diggs over A.J. Brown, but, you know, maybe get both of them if you can. So those are your receivers. Moving on to tight ends. I only got two guys for you this week because there's only a couple guys that have been consistent enough for me to like them. First guy, Tyler Conklin. I recommended him last week because I noticed that he'd put together two above-average days for tight ends, and then he posted a third. So I'm going to ride this guy until he tells me that he's not going to do it anymore. The only question I have about this is that Zach Wilson is stepping back into quarterback. I don't know if that's going to change the offense at all. I would probably say yes because, you know, he's very different quarterback than the old guy. But I don't know if it's going to be positive or negative for Conklin. Wilson hasn't played any real games this year, so it is a little bit of a question mark. But tight ends are usually the go-to guys, the safety blanket for quarterbacks. So if you're going to take a risk on a Jet player, I think Conklin's the guy this week. He's been so consistent, and he, I think, is like the tight end four. So I really like that. Consistency and high scoring. That's basically what I've been looking for tight ends, and I've really only noticed it in Conklin this week. And obviously, Mark Andrews is incredible, but I'm not going to pay that much for that guy. So yeah, I like Conklin this week. If you're looking to take a little bit more of a risk, you could probably go TJ Hockenson. I've talked a lot about the Lions game, about their lack of skill players. Hockenson hasn't been very valuable so far, but they just have a lot of mouths to feed up there. Now they have fewer mouths to feed. We might see a little bit more Hock, which, you know, I think it'll be all right. I think he's a good tight end, and he deserves to get some points. I would probably lean Conklin over Hockenson, but I think Hockenson is a little bit less expensive, so if you need to save a couple dollars, you can go with Hockenson. Other than those two, really any of the tight ends will probably do. Njoku, Freiermuth. I don't even know who else plays. I didn't look past these two. But guys like that are probably fine. They're all going to score about the same number of points. If you wanted to price up for Mark Andrews, I think that's fine. I think that the Bills defense are probably going to shut him down a little bit more than previous defenses have, but stranger things have happened. So that's what I'm thinking for tight ends. Now moving on to defenses. I think probably the best value you're going to get here is the Broncos. The Raiders have generally been playing not good football. I think they're the only 0-3 team so far, which is not great. They're playing in a division game, which means the Broncos defense is going to have even more insight into how they're going to be playing. And in general, I think it's always good to pick defenses playing against bad football teams. Broncos are good on defense at every level. And like I said, because it's a division game, they have the right counters to basically every star player that the Raiders have. Pat Sertan is going to be locked onto Davante Adams. You know, they're going to have two guys on Darren Waller, and hopefully they let Mac Collins go because I might have him on my team. I think just generally the Broncos are going to be able to shut down the Raiders pretty well, and I think this is probably the best value you're going to get. If you are scared of picking the Broncos for whatever reason, maybe you're not so scared of picking the Titans against the Colts. Colts, even though they beat the Chiefs last week, their offense has still not been playing very good. I think they won that game mostly on defense. From what little offense I've seen of the Colts, it just doesn't really look great. I'm assuming, like in the past couple times the Titans have played the Colts, Titans are going to be up early. The Colts are going to have to throw to get back into the game, and that's not great for the Colts. I think Matt Ryan doesn't really have the same level of mobility that other quarterbacks have in the pocket. You could tell by looking at all the concrete that he has in his cleats. And I think the Titans pass rush is good enough to get him down. I think the later we get into the game, the more flustered and sacked the Colts QB is going to get. And I certainly wouldn't count on him to, you know, clutch win a game. He's certainly a choke artist at that. Historically, the Titans do play pretty good defense against the Colts. Even if Jonathan Taylor maybe has a good day, I think they're going to get a good amount of points from sacks, from interceptions, and maybe the odd sack fumble, getting you 4 points there. So those are the guys I'm going to recommend for this week. I think I'm probably the most confident in these guys that I've listed of any of the ones I've suggested this year. So hopefully that means good things for me. Yeah, so that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully we can keep the streak going. If you guys played any of the people I suggested last week and won money, that's great. Love to hear about it. If you want to reach out to me and congratulate me on giving you good advice or, you know, cursing me for giving you bad advice, you can do that on Twitter at TFFGRobbie. Or you can join in our Reddit or our Discord. One will take you to the other. And, yeah, we have good times in there. Well, again, thanks for listening. I will be posting my official lineup once it gets closer to Sunday. And, yeah, hopefully you guys can win some more money. Take it easy. Have a good weekend.